Now, a federal housing agency says homelessness decreased in Wisconsin last year, but local advocates say those numbers may not tell the whole story. The Department of Housing and Urban Development sends out staff and volunteers every year on a single night in January to count the homeless population nationwide. According to those figures, Wisconsin saw a 7.5% drop in the number of people living without permanent shelter last year compared to 2018. But our next guest says those numbers may not tell us a whole lot about the scope of homelessness in the state. Joe Volk is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Homelessness. Joe, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, HUD, the Federal Housing and Urban Development Department, says, according to their numbers, there's a drop in homelessness in Wisconsin. Can you talk about those numbers and how meaningful they are?
Yes, we don't put a lot of stock in those numbers, to be honest with you. Those HUD numbers are basically from what's called a point-in-time count. It's when volunteers go out in various areas of the state to count homeless people, both that are in shelters and outdoors. A lot depends on how many people they count, such as how many volunteers they find, what's the weather, are the volunteers willing to go under bridges and abandoned buildings, those kinds of things. And it's just a one-night snapshot kind of count. We like to use the Department of Public Instruction, the state of Wisconsin numbers, because that is an actual number, that is an annual number. It's verified by social workers in the school system, and those numbers, in fact, have been going up about 9% for the last 2 years.
So you're seeing in Wisconsin, contrary to what we're hearing from HUD, an actual steady increase in homelessness here in Wisconsin, which would match up with what we're seeing around the rest of the country.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I mean, I tell the story that a few years ago I was looking at numbers, the point-in-time numbers, the HUD numbers from Detroit, and noticed that they were down by about half from the year before. Again, it's a one-night snapshot. And so I called there to find out what they were doing so well. It turned out that, of course, at that time, Detroit was bankrupt, and it snowed that night, and Detroit doesn't plow the streets, so the volunteers couldn't get out and count people.
So given the increase in homelessness and talk in the legislature about funding for homelessness, so what do you see as some of the priorities here?
Well, the priorities, I mean, there's been a long historical track record led by Republicans in the state legislature and in the governor's office. There was a task force that was formed by Governor Walker, made recommendations to the governor. The Governor Walker was in favor of those, gave those to the legislature. It was championed by the Republican leadership in the Assembly, went to the Senate. There were 8 Senate Republican co-sponsors, but we haven't been able to get only but one of the 8 bills on the floor of the Senate because of just a very few senators that, for some reason, opposed to provide any assistance to homeless people and families.
One of those 8 did get through the Senate, and I understand there's a bill signing today. What does that one element of this multi-part package do?
That would increase almost a double, in fact, something called the State Shelter Subsidy Grant Program, basically to help non-profits provide shelter throughout the state, shelters around the state. It will help existing shelters to expand and also, quite frankly, to create some new shelters in rural areas where we know there's a problem that if a person needs shelter, if a family needs shelter, they sometimes have to go 2 or 3 counties away just in order to find one. So we're hoping that those dollars get out very, very quickly.
Talking to Joe Volk, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Homelessness, looking at new federal numbers on homelessness, what we're seeing here in the state, and efforts to turn things around on homelessness. Joe, there's a lot of talk nationwide about the idea of housing first. Can you talk about the housing first approach to homelessness?
Sure. The housing first approach basically says that that the best thing that you can do for a homeless person or family on their way to recovery from being homeless is to provide them with a place to stay. And once stable, once that they have a place to stay, then you can start to deal with such things as employment. If there's such issues such as mental health issues or drug and alcohol issues. All of those things are best addressed when someone is off, when someone is not living on the streets.
Is this something that is being taken as the model that people are turning to in homelessness, the housing first strategy?
It is being used as a model. It's been essentially mandated by the federal government. Some advocates, including myself, do have some issues when trying to use one model for which is coming from the federal government for everybody. Seems that the Housing First model works very well for homeless single adults with mental health and alcohol issues. Not quite sure yet. The jury's still out as to how well it works for families.
So that seems like a key. There isn't a magic one-size-fits-all approach. Can you talk about how we need to tailor homelessness efforts to different individuals, families, and communities?
Well, it's obviously a very complicated issue. Probably the best way to explain it is the different strategies that need to be used for homeless single adults and homeless families when trying to provide housing to a single adult, basically need a room. That room is probably going to be heated. If there's an alcohol or drug problem, that person can get on to SSI and have a pretty steady income. And so those kinds of issues can be dealt with. Families, you know, you've got children, you've got schools, you need a 2-3-bedroom apartment. You've probably got some issues with the energy company in terms of a back bill, in terms of getting heat turned on, all of those kinds of things. So the strategies for those two populations need to be relatively different. And so just a blanket housing first doesn't necessarily work for everybody.
Getting back to the efforts in the state legislature, the 7 out of those 8 bills that passed the assembly but not yet the Senate, what are the keys there that you want to see passed in the near future?
Well, there's a number of bills. They're probably the most important are 2 of them. One is to do some prevention around homelessness. In many cases, if you've got a family where the breadwinner because of a sick child or an illness in the family or the car breaks down, they miss some work and therefore get behind on the rent. Landlord probably wants to keep them as a tenant. They're a good tenant, but the landlord has to pay bills also. So to be able to just provide like a one-time modest amount just to pay some back rent is much more preferable than the family going through a shelter, the kids getting in and out of school, family losing all of their furniture, and all of that kind of thing. The other one that is pending in the Senate that we can't seem to get to move is to help homeless people become employed. The best way out of poverty is to have a job. Homeless people have some special barriers in that regard. And so those would be funds, if passed by the Senate, that could be used to assist homeless people in being gainfully employed.
What would you say to lawmakers and the governor to try to get this into the end zone on the rest of this legislation?
Well, of course, the governor is very much in favor of it. He certainly stated so. The Republican leadership in the Assembly, the Speaker, and the Majority Leader have been championing these bills. The majority of the state Senate, if you include both Democrats and Republicans, if these bills got to the floor tomorrow, they would pass. The problem is that there's this something called the Rule of 17, where the majority, led by Senator Scott Fitzgerald, basically says that if you can't pass it with just Republican votes, then we're not going to put it on the floor. But they would pass resoundingly if they got to the floor between both Democrats and Republicans.
We'll watch to see what happens, Joe. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
That was Joe Volk, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Homelessness. He was with us today to talk about a federal report that showed a drop in homelessness in Wisconsin last year and says that doesn't really reflect the reality on the ground. He was also with us to talk about various pieces of legislation that's made its way through much of the state legislature. One bill, as we heard, made it through the Senate and had a signing ceremony this afternoon with the governor. 7 more pieces of legislation still waiting for a vote in the state Senate. You can follow these stories and other big news in Wisconsin politics at WPR.org/news and get in-depth coverage of these kind of issues, often with great visuals and graphs. Find that at wiscontext.org.